All right, I'm here with
Martin Peck.
And I saw your box that you created here. Can you tell me a little bit about your wireless group and this project that you created with all these antennas sticking out the top?
Sure. The monitor box that you see with the five antennas is designed to passively monitor on multiple channels so that we can watch various traffic going across the networks, look for attacks, and see basically what kind of traffic is going across the airwaves. The other box we have in front of that is a secure VPN server that we have set up. And basically, we have a wireless connection between one or more laptops to the VPN server, and it's using our own VPN layer instead of any kind of wireless encryption like WPA or WEP. This allows us to build a stronger and more secure network connection between these hosts, and we took it to DEF CON to see how it'd fare.
And so far no one's got into it?
So far no one has. We've had a few DOS attacks, and yesterday there were a number of other packet injection attacks going on. So there's always, with wireless, there's always an inherent vulnerability for denial of service, but no one's ever actually been able to compromise it yet. So we'll see how long that lasts.
And tell me about the construction of the box that does all the monitoring. So you turn this on, they're all in passive mode, it's just getting all the packets down, and you don't see too many boxes with six, you know, separate wireless cards in them. Was that a bit of a challenge to build? Or?
It was actually pretty easy, and it really works quite well. The more cards you have, it really does scale linearly so that you can listen to more and more sources. And given the fact that wireless has 11 different channels, with five cards, you can essentially monitor almost all the channels all the time.
And you had mentioned earlier that you belong to a group called Janus Wireless Group. What do you guys do? Is this one of your projects that you guys do for fun? Or?
It's all pretty much for fun. We're currently looking at various cutting-edge wireless services, community wireless, wireless security. We're just kind of interested in all things wireless data related.
Right. And as far as the future of access points and the news stories we're hearing about people getting arrested for just using things. I mean, what's your take on all this going on right now?
I think the main thing you have to keep in mind is that there is a difference between a closed and locked network and an intentionally open network. I think where some people get into problems is where they may have left an access point unintentionally open, and they may need to turn on encryption if they don't want other people using the access point. And people trying to actually break into access points need to realize that is definitely crossing a legal boundary, and they're vulnerable to the strong arm of the law at that point.
Well, hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.